Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third installment of the First Place Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host trying to get you the toast at the end of the season. It's your boy, Monty. Mouth breather.
Welcome back, mouth breather. Here I am, breathing all on my mic. First Place Fantasy Football. Welcome back, folks.
Yeah, so welcome back, you guys. It's been a rough couple weeks for me and Chad. First off, fantasy football not been kind to us the last couple weeks.
Ooh, no, not at all.
Tell them about your week one. Because you guys, if you guys remember
week from one, I don't care about anything that happened week one except that I lost to this dude Monty. So that's what hurt the most. By 2 points on Monday night.
By 2 points on Monday night. An absolute heartbreaker.
So, yeah. Hasn't had a good start for me, but I got all the top waiver wire pickups, baby. I'm locked and loaded for week three and four.
Who was your favorite waiver wire last week? Hold on, what'd you say, Ron?
I said you got beat down by Myers last week, didn't you?
Well, I was beating Myers by 20 points going to Thursday night football, and Alvin Kamara dropped a 30-piece.
Yes, he
absolutely
did. 38-piece.
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 Which is unprecedented, so...
So with that being said, real quick, who do you think, obviously CMC's out, who's finishing as RB1 this year? Has to be Alvin, right?
Especially with how he's started, yeah, Alvin Kamara is the easy pick
RB1.
Right now, I would say. But, hey, there's that man Zeke.
Josh Jacobs
has been doing great,
dude.
Been playing out of his mind. But, right now I'd have it between Zeke and Kamara for...
Yeah.
Like week to week, running back one.
Who are our boys ranking the running back?
Chubb is ranked
13 right now.
But I think he is trying, he's solidified himself as a top 15. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's just, is he going to be that consistent? Because we know he has his on and off games fantasy wise. And then, Kareem Hunt, he has his established role.
Yeah, the thing that scares me about Chubb is that if we get behind in a game, he loses a lot of touches. You know
right.
what I mean? A lot of that goes to Kareem Hunt, so it's kind of scary for – I mean, I got Nick Chubb in one league, but we just have to control the game. Can we slow the game down?
Mm-hmm.
That way we're not down 21 points going into the second quarter. You know what I mean? Just slow the game down. Run the football, dude. Run the football. Play a little bit of defense. Keep people in front of you and make tackles.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do that, I think we'll – be okay for most of the season.
Our offense wants the ball as much as possible.
Yeah, we just need a couple. Our defensive line is
crispy, but
nice.
Ooh, Sheldon Richardson,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. No, we got a good defensive line. Catch me and Chad at the game Sunday. Wildin',
baby.
Wildin' out.
Going ham, dude. Amazing.
Going crazy.
Going ham. You can find us out of the 2,000 people. We'll be the going craziest.
Well, you will hear us right. on your TV. I promise. I promise. You will hear. Yeah.
Hey, is Mac Wilson coming back this week?
Smack Wilson is back.
Nice, dude. That's huge.
Well, that one dude, what's his face? That no name dude you had last week. That guy that we were making fun of.
Gustin?
Gustin,
yeah.
Gustin or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
now
Gustin's
like
nice.
Play,
yeah, he was
gave
nice.
Up that one, it was either a run he gave up, like a big run, or he like missed a sack and it turned into like a scramble that he missed.
Anyways, getting into the fantasy injuries that Chad already kind of touched on it a little bit. There was an absolute burst of injuries that went down last weekend. Week two, one of the hardest weeks overall for fantasy owners. So let's go ahead and talk about the fantasy fallout for some of these big injuries that happened, Chad. First and foremost, big news coming out of New York as the Giants signed Devontae Freeman to mix in with Deion Lewis and Wayne Gallman there in that backfield. So with Saquon out for the year, out of those three running backs, who do you think's the one to own?
Devontae Freeman, for sure. I picked him up in three leagues, but I don't know. I'm not sold on him yet. I picked him up for the potential, but I'm not sold on what could be. I mean, is he going to step in and be Saquon Barkley?
You're
probably
picking him up
not.
For end season playoff.
Yeah,
potential.
Like week three here, don't play him. You know what I mean? He's got to learn the offense and stuff, but what he could be to that offense, he could be great.
Right.
I mean, because he's 28 years old.
And the Giants are going to be losing a lot of games. I wouldn't be surprised if at one point they're just like, yeah, let's just run this guy as much as we can. He's going to be trying to prove himself, trying to get himself another contract for next year.
Yeah,
so, definitely. Yeah, I think that's a great pick. I think Devontae Freeman's the one to own in that backfield as well.
Definitely, yeah. Deion Lewis, I mean, he's still going to get touches too, but it's just going to come few and far between. Grab Devontae Freeman if you can.
Yeah, and then
most definitely
all those injuries that happen with the 49ers, I'm worried about San Francisco, man. Jimmy Garoppolo had the high ankle sprain. Nick Bosa tore his ACL. Solomon Thomas tore his ACL. Who else? What happened to Raheem Mostert? He hurt his knee. Tevin Raheem Coleman's Mostert, IR, because
yep,
he hurt his knee.
Kittle was hurt last week.
Kittle got hurt. Kittle's
speaking
still
of your
of
boy,
hurt.
Hold on, your boy. For the past 3 years, Jordan Reed. You love yourself some Jordan Reed.
Not anymore.
Dude. But you did, though.
I did.
And I was
no,
happy
Jordan,
to see him.
Jordan Reed was
ball
my boy.
Out.
But now I'm not. You know who's my boy now? Who I've been preaching?
Darren
who's been
Waller.
Going crazy? Well, yeah, Darren Waller. But who I called at the beginning of the season? Jonnu Smith.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Jonnu Smith. I told you guys he could be this year's Darren Waller, undrafted tight end that breaks out. And look, he scored two games in a row.
Ryan Tannehill is throwing the ball good, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys.
We're so worried about Derrick Henry, dude. They're freaking. He can throw the football.
I'm picking up Jonnu's. Did anybody pick Jonnu Smith up in our league?
I'm pretty sure he's scooped up in almost all the leagues.
Damn.
Most definitely.
That's my guy, though. That's my guy. What other injuries?
The Christian McCaffrey injury, obviously huge.
Mike Davis.
Mike Davis
Mike
is a
Davis.
No-brainer for sure.
What's he ranked this week on ESPN? 23?
Bro.
23. Yeah, because here's the thing, though. The Chargers' defense is tough.
Yeah,
and they're going to get down really quick, and they're going to have to pass the ball. But he will get 15 points from receiving and running with the football.
I'm plugging Mike Davis in the flex spot this week.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. Especially, like I said, the Chargers' secondary is tough, so they're going to be checking down to the boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So there's been some high risers lately at the quarterback position. Cam Newton, high riser right now. Josh Allen, stock up.
Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew, stock up. There's a lot of players that are out there right now that you can find. And also, one of the least deep positions in all of fantasy football, running back, had some high risers this week as well. We had Leonard Fournette with a 100-yard, 2-touchdown game. Nobody saw that one coming.
How do you feel about Leonard Fournette going forward?
He's the running back to own in Tampa Bay.
They just gave Ronald Jones the boot like that, didn't they?
Ronald Jones, he scored last week.
I know.
Ronald Jones got his touchdown last week, but going forward, if Leonard Fournette is putting on performances like this, you got to play him.
Yeah,
you got to start
sure.
him.
Well, the thing is, too, is they have a lot of weapons. They're going to be scoring touchdowns. He's going to get opportunities, so.
Yeah. Another one who's – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, I like Leonard Fournette. I'm not sold just on last week, but we'll see how he does. I like it. Yeah, top 20 for sure.
Mm-hmm. Another Most one definitely. That I'm really liking who was a high riser last week, James Robinson. From the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, man. He's been balling out, dude. Nobody knew James Robinson.
Go to his stats from last week. Go ahead and click on his name.
Nobody knew James Robinson 3 weeks ago.
As of right now, he has 32 carries. He has 164 yards, averaging 5.1 yards per carry with one touchdown. I mean, so far so good for this guy. Like right now, that offense is looking pretty good.
Yeah, they're moving the ball.
Gardner Minshew's doing well right now. I mean, if James Robinson, I highly doubt he is, but if he's still available in your leagues, pick him up.
Yeah, for sure.
Get you some James Robinson.
Yeah, highly doubtful he's still available, but he's ranked 12th among running backs right now. And obviously, there's been some weird stuff happening. So,
yeah.
But he can be top 15, man, the way they're running the football down there.
Sorry. Can you go back to the rankings for me?
So, James Conner. Let's talk about him for a second.
James Conner.
Benched him in every league.
Yep, we benched him last week, me and Slim too. And, yeah, we were totally wrong. Benny Snell also fumbled. which didn't help his case.
Not at all. And he fumbled the week before, but he had 100 yards. He looked good. I'm like, dude, I was nervous. I picked Benny Snell up in a couple leagues that I had James Conner. Right. I'm like, man, I got to handcuff you because I don't know. And then Benny Snell had six carries,
fumbled one of them away.
Fumbled one of them. I'm like, all right, James Conner, we're back, baby. Yeah,
James Conner's back in business as a top 15 weekly running back. I'm trying to think. Joshua Kelly for the Chargers. If he's available for you guys, definitely pick him up. And right now, there's a lot of injuries going on in that Rams backfield. Or, I'm sorry, in that Chargers backfield.
Well, the thing is the upside I feel about Joshua Kelly is even last year when Melvin Gordon came back,
mm-hmm.
they kind of run that offense where they can feed both
running backs. Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, dude, they both can score 15 points a week. I mean,
yeah.
All day.
It's kind of like the Browns effect where you got two effective running backs weekly in that offense.
Same thing. They both can each tandem can both catch the ball, they can both run the ball off tackle. So it's like you know, catch and run. Other guy I wanted to mention here real quick, Miles Sanders came back and did not disappoint.
No, he did not.
He did not disappoint. He was falling. He fell in our draft that we did on first place fantasy football here. And he fell in every single draft I was in. I mean, I got him in the fourth round in one of my leagues.
Give
me that.
No, that's
dude had 20 carries.
Yeah, he's a workhorse. He's a workhorse for that Eagles offense. But the biggest performer of the week, Aaron Jones.
Ooh, that's a bad man.
Aaron Jones is one dangerous weapon. If you can trade for him, like if you think maybe you could pull something off, even if you are an Aaron Jones owner, his value isn't going to be higher than after a 45-point game. So if you can get something ridiculous for him, I'd be going for it. I'd be dangling him out there.
So he's ranked 8th this week with McCaffrey and Saquon out. Mm-hmm. They are playing at New Orleans, which is tough. But that might be a little disrespectful for his first 2 weeks. I mean, the dude has been balling. The thing is, the Packers are moving the ball great too, man. I mean, wow.
Yeah. So, I like Joshua Kelly a lot this week. Jerick McKinnon, with all those injuries I mentioned in the 49ers backfield, get you some Jerick McKinnon. Deion Lewis, another good pickup this week. But yeah, that's kind of it for my running backs.
Yep.
Now, wide receivers, there's some ones we got to talk about because there's some players that have been just really, really performing well. One of them being Robbie Anderson, who has more receiving yards than D-Hop right now. He's 4th in the league in receiving, and Robbie Anderson might be one of the steals of the year at this point.
Yeah, apparently Teddy Bridgewater loves him some Robbie Anderson. I mean, wow. So that's you know, definitely pick him up. I doubt that he's still available, potentially. Because last week was the week to get him after week one, after his breakout there in week one. Mm-hmm. So he should be gone by now.
So I want to read to you the list of players that have over 20 targets this year so far. Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, who's been playing out of his mind.
Beast.
Calvin Ridley, who... been handling wide receiver one duties.
He's wide receiver one so far.
Russell Gage, who's been handling wide receiver two duties, I guess, in Atlanta.
Trade Julio Jones. Seriously, first place fantasy football, trade him. He's on my trading block right now.
Hit the panic meter on Julio right now.
Hit the panic meter.
No.
Wide receiver Devin Smith. Yeah, Texans.
Nice. Travis Kelce. DJ Moore, AJ Green has 22. I'll give you the top five here. AJ Green with 22. Deontay Johnson with 23. Amari Cooper with 23. Darren Waller with 24 targets.
Wow.
And D Hop number one at 25.
Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah, I was kind of skeptical. I mean, obviously, top five, top seven, no matter what, D Hop, but I was. Didn't think he was going to be doing what he was doing at this point in time. But, man, Kyler Murray loves him some D-Hop, dude.
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't? I throw the ball to the guy, he's going to catch it. But
And D-Hop's without a doubt the number one wide receiver right now.
Yeah. Well, as far as points go, it's actually Calvin Ridley has the most fantasy football points, but D-Hop is the number one receiver here on out. Yeah.
Like, what's his face right behind him, that tight end?
Darren Waller's the number one tight end right now.
Hands down.
I mean, I'd say Kelce Waller. Kelce Waller. And then it gets a little bit tricky after that.
Kind of hit or miss. How do you feel about the...
Tyler Lockett this year, too. Been munching.
Let's go back here. 1 minute here. Break down. There's a couple more receivers we need to talk about. So far, receiver's been pretty healthy. It's the running back's taking the freaking toll, man.
Yeah, a lot of...
Bro, he's not a fantasy killer, but I'm sad about Drew Lock, dude.
Yeah, that's Chad's boy.
Drew Lock.
What happened to him? Just like his shoulders on?
Yeah, he hurt his little shit.
That's what it looked like. He just
well, you know what's even more sad than being injured? Your backup too, comes in and lights it up. Way better than what you were. Jeff Driscoll. He came in last year when Matthew Stafford went down for the Lions.
Sounds like something out of Red Dead.
Calvin Ridley's wide receiver 6. Yeah, man, he's man. Juju Smith. Let's see, where's our guy here? Deontay Johnson at 20. That's a little
with all those targets that I just mentioned.
Right.
Is he going to sneak into your starting lineup?
He's in my starting lineup this week.
Okay.
For sure. Okay. I have him in our league. He's in the starting lineup. He's playing.
Because if you were not going to start him, I would trade you for him because you obviously don't value him that much. So
right, no, he's being high and lifted up, brother.
That's funny. The touchdown leaders right now for receivers too: Calvin Ridley with 4.
Wow.
Tyler Higbee has 3.
Yeah.
Jonnu Smith has 3.
That's your guy.
Chris Carson has 3.
I've been trying to trade for Chris Carson in every league. I mean, I'm throwing everything at people, dude.
Travis Kelce has 3. Notice I've only named one wide
receiver.
I'm sorry, Travis Kelce has 2. Jordan Reed has 2. Adam Thielen, Mike Evans, Davante Adams. There's a whole bunch of other ones with 2. But, yeah, that top 4 is surprising with Calvin Ridley, Tyler Higbee, Jonnu Smith, and Chris Carson. Like,
who would have thought that? Yeah. We're sitting here going into week 3. You know, none of us would have nailed that one.
No. And then yardage leaders for wide receivers. Stephon Diggs is getting 119.5 yards per game, which is tied with Calvin Ridley for first. Wow. Julian Edelman sitting in third at 118.
So check it out. All the years with Tom. Last week was the most receiving yards in a single game.
Yeah.
187.
Yeah. Really? Hey, and Cam Newton throwing that football.
400 yards, bro!
The way he's been running and throwing the football, Cam Newton Cam Newton might save my season.
Right.
He almost saved you last week,
and I was like, wow. And I was like,
because I was mad I didn't start Matt Ryan. I'm sitting here texting everybody like, oh, I'm kicking myself for starting Cam over Matt Ryan. And then Cam comes out and scores 6 more points. I'm like, let's go, Cam. All in a losing effort, but it's okay.
It was good, though. It was good.
It was
came down
game.
A Monday night
yeah,
2 weeks
came,
in a row.
It came down to the fourth quarter on Monday night. You can't ask for more.
Season 0-2 ever.
Yeah.
Oh,
a couple
yeah.
years ago,
it's
I didn't
healthy
do
to
very
do
good.
That.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
straight
that's
up.
What,
get your butt kicked.
Lights,
a couple weeks.
Lights a little fire under your ass,
right? You know.
But yeah, that's
breaking news. I'm 0-2. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your little ass whooped. It's good for the soul, bro.
Mike Evans had a good game. How do you feel? You think he's gonna? I mean, it's Mike Evans, but.
Why is Chris Godwin still ranked ahead of Mike Evans? Can you explain that to me? Can you explain why people are still higher on Chris Godwin than Mike Evans to me? Please.
Is Chris Godwin coming back this week? He was injured last week.
Okay.
So if he does come back, the reason being, the only argument I would have for Chris Godwin is that Tom Brady's arm is not what it was. Mike Evans is a more of a vertical receiver.
What do you mean Tom Brady's arm's not what it was? Says who?
Says he was throwing ducks, bro. I mean,
I
not really.
I
but.
Know you saw that little back shoulder come back and grab it, touchdown to Mike Evans.
Yeah, he's nasty. He's nasty, but I think if it has to do with an underneath route, that's his favorite. Which is Chris Godwin's, you know.
Yeah.
I love Mike Evans. I got Mike Evans. Go Mike Evans.
Seems like you're hating a little bit.
So I love Mike Evans. Go Mike Evans.
So who else, like wide receiver wise, who would you like picking up? Right now, Marquez Valdez-Scantling's averaging 80 yards per game.
Yeah.
Mike Gesicki at tight end, averaging 80 yards per game. That's more than Tyler Lockett, Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson. Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of really good names out there. Also, Noah Font at the tight end position, dude, really starting to break out.
Grab him.
He might end the year top five.
Yeah, grab him.
Yeah.
He scored twice now.
Yeah.
Back-to-back weeks.
And he's good. I'm telling you guys, he's good. Also, Mo Alie-Cox for the
Colts.
The Colts, yeah. Been doing great.
Yes,
another
dude.
Good pickup you could get on the waiver wire this week. What else we got?
Mm-hmm. Running through, don't give up on Keenan Allen. Obviously, we've seen. I think the Chargers' offense is going to be better off without Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, especially with how Justin Herbert played.
Man, I was impressed. I mean, I knew he was good, but I was impressed.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's like Stone Cold beating. It's oh, that's funny. That's funny. I saw the one where it was like live looking at Tyrod with the team doctor, and it's when Stone Cold just like came in the hospital bed and was beating the fuck out of McMahon. hilarious.
Punctured the lung.
That's one of the freakiest injuries in sport.
How are you gonna put a hole in my lung?
Right, I'm the starter. I'm about to go out here and do my thing, and I just.
Oh, and the wild thing is, like,
hole in my lung.
NFL players get those shots like every game.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a.
Oh yeah, they
cortisone shots, bro. Make you not feel it for a couple
when
hours.
You're getting hit by 375-pound defense alignment. Right. Right.
But I didn't think they were fucking.
What's the secret recipe?
Kind of a shot smell salt, get out of
it, bro. Yeah. Right. No, that's what they're doing.
That's crazy.
What Philadelphia tight end you like more, Monty?
I'm still going with Ertz.
Ertz, yeah.
I'm still going with Ertz.
Got to hang in there. Week 5, we'll be able to talk about a little more. 6, 7, you know, but...
Dalton Schultz, good pickup right now on the waiver wire. Yep. Logan Thomas from Washington.
Yes. He's getting targets.
Right now, there's a lot of good tight ends out there that you guys could still grab. Hayden Hurst.
More than usual.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of tight ends who are getting... some value this year. Drew Sample, even for the Bengals, him and Joe Burrow just kind of showed a little bit of a rapport together immediately. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of tight ends out there that you could pick up right now. And then going into our best defenses of the week and who we like defensively last week.
So I was really high on the Saints defense until they got lit up Monday night.
I was just gonna ask how the Saints
they got lit up, man. I don't know if it was I don't know what it was. Are the Raiders offense that good?
I think the Raiders offense is good. I think it's top 10 offense.
Like, top 10 offense.
I don't think we're
Raiders,
talking about
yeah.
like
Josh Jacobs takes a lot of pressure off Derek Carr though. Mm-hmm. Like, here's my beast. Now I'm worried about him, you know.
But Derek Carr turned up last week, bro. He
did
like,
good.
What did he end up having? 3 touchdowns or something like that? 3 passing touchdowns? 2 passing touchdowns?
I think so, yeah.
He threw a few.
300 some yards?
Yeah. And if he can keep that up, I mean, that'd be huge for him.
Derek Carr don't do that every week.
No.
Defensive rankings this week. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns.
Top 5.
Once again, we bust the top 5 here. Me and Monty will
be
there.
No lower than top 10 going against Washington's offense.
They're going to tear Washington apart, bro.
Dude.
Yeah, we're going to get sacks all day.
Washington looked pathetic against the Cardinals last week.
Yeah, they did.
Pathetic.
Yeah, they were down 20 points, 21 points, like 6 minutes in. I mean, I was just like, what the heck?
All right, last thing we're going to talk about for you guys here. We're going to give you a little bit of a Thursday night football preview. We're going to Jacksonville this Thursday. A little bit of a Florida flavor as we got the Miami Dolphins taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. First and foremost, Chad, who you picking?
I got Jacksonville. Gardner Minshew, baby. That's all I got to say.
I think Miami pulls off an upset in this one. I think we get a little Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic?
How'd you do with them upsets last week?
Not well.
Is that your pick'ems? Is that solidified as your pick'ems?
Yeah. You can go ahead and put me down for taking
circled.
The Dolphins.
It's circled. The Dolphins. He's about to bust out his 70s Miami Dolphins jacket.
He took Denver over Pittsburgh last week, too.
Hey, for them losing Drew Locke, they were in that game.
They should have won.
And I also picked the Giants over the Bears, and they almost pulled that off. So I was in there. I was in the wheelhouse, okay? Get off my neck, Ron. Who you like in this Miami-Jacksonville game, Chad, like fantasy-wise?
Fantasy-wise, James Robinson, of course.
Mm-hmm. He's about to be munching.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done well. So, obviously, you can't put that past him. He's going to be running the ball good. I think Jacksonville might go up a little bit. They've been kind of spreading the ball out.
Yeah.
Passing-wise, Gardner Minshew. So, yeah, Chris Conley and them. Yeah, Keenan Cole. Yeah, they all kind of... So yeah, James Robinson really on offense there. And then for Miami,
hold on, here's a name we haven't mentioned that should have been mentioned for my rising running backs, Miles Gaskin.
Yeah,
Miles Gaskin has stepped up. And we were talking about Jordan Howard, we were talking about Matt Breida, but Miles Gaskin's the running back to own in Miami.
Yeah, Miles Gaskin's it. I know the only thing that frustrates me is then they go and give Jordan Howard the ball in like the two. Mm-hmm. I was like, really, let the guy score the touchdown, you know? So, but yeah, Miles Gaskin is definitely the running back to have for those folks.
I was thinking about that when I was watching the game. I was like, how fucked up it is for fantasy people to get all the way down to like the 1 yard line. Your player just got you there and then they just give the ball to someone else. Like,
oh, it happens.
It hurts.
And so also receiving wise, the top three receivers you want to watch in the game are Devontae Parker.
Yeah.
DJ Chark, Junior, and Gesicki.
Yeah, DJ Chark has a good matchup this week. Byron Jones is out for the Dolphins, which means play DJ Chark if you have him.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let him sit on your bench. I'm telling you guys right now, you want to play DJ Chark this week. DJ Chark, DJ Chark, get my man in your lineups.
Thursday night football. Always play your Thursday night guys too. Even if you have just, you know, kind of on the fence, play them.
Play them, dude.
Thursday night guys, you gotta let them ride, man.
Yeah, Thursday's wild.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Crazy things happen on Thursday night.
Then you feel good Friday. You wake up Friday at work, you feel good.
I already got a lead going, you know what I mean? This week.
I had Nick Chubb last Thursday. I woke up Friday with a little bounce in my step.
Right.
Saturday, Sunday morning, had some coffee. I'm ready to win.
Yes, sir.
I lost, but I was good, though.
I lost, but I was good, though.
It felt good, you know.
That's hilarious. All right, guys. Well, What are we going to do that? Friday or Saturday?
We'll be back before the weekend. We'll be back before the Sunday games. Okay. So
look for us at the end of the week. We'll talk about the Thursday night game that happened. We'll run down all the games going on this weekend, give you guys our rankings, let you know who we love this week, who we hate this week. We're going to do some reel or squeal. We got some good stuff going on the next episode of First Place Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, trying to get you the toast at the end of the season. It's your boy, Monty.
Donahue, we out.
Oh, wait, hold on. A little bit of housekeeping. Also, if you guys listen, or if you like UFC, Bellator, MMA in general, check out ANA MMA, the flagship of all these great things that we are putting out for you. We just got interviewed last night by an MMA show in Chicago, and it went awesome. We gave some good insight and talked about some really crazy shit. So, yeah, check out ANA MMA. Also, if you want to support us, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/A_A_MMA. If you guys want to support us, donate, we'd appreciate it. Also, Whack and Cheese Movies and Games. If you guys like video games, movies, entertainment, TV shows, this is a podcast for you. Go check out Whack and Cheese Movies and Games. We also have... I always forget them, dude. It's always
Garage Pod.
The Wacky and Monty Show. We just did a new episode last night, and it might be me and Jack's best work. If you just want to hear me on some like pure unadulterated nonsense talking about, I'm not even gonna say it. Go check out The Wacky and Monty Show. And then we got one more. Ron, you want to do it? You want to do the plug?
Yeah, give Ron the mic there. Yeah, let him know how it is.
Come
on, man.
Come get close.
Well, you know, you have to keep the garage door open or ready because the garage pods once a week with my guy Monty, my man Jack, my man King, and you know me, Ron John Jetski, so tune in.
Beautiful plug by the boy Ron. Make sure you guys check out the garage pod. All of these can be found on whatever you're listening to this podcast on. We're on Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and also I guess some weird like Indian app. Like they bang with us in India. So yeah, shout out to whatever that app is. I always forget what it's called. But we appreciate y'all.
Shout out India.
You know? Shout out to India.
You're loyal.
They are so loyal to Lousy Weather Media. It's ridiculous. So shout out to our Indian listeners. We're out, guys. Peace.
Peace.